Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with our friends from Talk Radio News. They are all over it, and there's a lot to be all over. Ellen Ratner joins us now. Ellen, you know, people can't get enough of what is going on with this IRS mess and the hearings. What's the latest thing? There was some confusion, apparently.
Well, you know, they can't get enough of it. And it's interesting because National Journal said, hey, this is the scandals are going away. No, the scandals aren't going away. None of them are. Okay. Basically, what's happening on this is that the Alabama Tea Party president said that she was born a free American woman and that she was a wife, mother, and citizen. The National War, and it's not your responsibility to look out for my well-being or monitor my speech. The National Organization for Marriage, Dr. John Eastman, said the IRS leaked confidential donor information to the Human Rights Campaign. Its principal opponents over the GEC Valley definition of marriage. You know what my view is? If you give to a 501c3, it should be like an election. Over $250, make it public. Why not?
Right. I agree. Absolutely.
And if we're carrying you as a collective government and giving you money and giving you a tax thing, why not?
Absolutely. I agree. That's exactly what should happen. I think that it would be easy just to split the difference and say that. So there, I don't understand all the confusion on that. But the one thing, too, that's also come out of this is, and this is the little nugget that just keeps on giving. That's why it's funny they say there's the, you know, National Review saying there's no, what scandals were we talking about? It's the fact that the money, people are flabbergasted at the amount of money that were spent on conferences, so it's kind of one of those, here we go again. And you put it in perspective. You sent me a note where you said, you know, you look at how much was spent on conferences, $49 million on 225 conferences between 2010 and 2012, but there may have been unused funds, and so much was spent on motivational speakers, including making this video, which was a spoof on Star Trek 60K. Why didn't we think of that, Ellen?
Well, I don't know, but what upsets me is that 3 million will continue the White House tours. So why are we not taking 3 million bucks out of the budget and continuing White House tours for, you know, Sally and Dan, who have had car washes, so their eighth grade class can come to Washington, D.C.?
I agree. I remember as a kid, I went to the White House. I was probably 10. We took the tour, and I thought it was the best thing ever. And I went back as an adult, took my family.
You remember it your whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, my criticism of Obama is, why didn't he get on the phone and ask some of his donors to donate $3 million? Give me a break. It's just,
yeah, I agree.
Great.
I agree. It's our house. It'd be a piece of cake to do that. This is big. Sexual assault hearings in the Senate Armed Services. What's going on with that?
So basically, you have the Army Chief of Staff and the Joint Chiefs of Staff head, and they're basically saying, hey, we do not think that Senator Gillibrand, a Democrat from New Jersey, bill should go through. And the reason we think it should not go through is because we believe that things should go up the chain of command. Well, a lot of people are saying, chain of command? This is completely crazy to go through the chain of command, because if you do, what about people who are abused by their senior commander? And Gillibrand said, basically, what's the difference between a pat on the rear end, you use different language, and a rape? And some people cannot tell that difference.
Yeah, there's a big problem there if you can't tell the difference. And the last thing is Syria. The shock and awe of the pictures, the photographs with the rebels of Senator McCain, I think, was the big play on Sunday. But now moving the ball forward, we're not getting involved in this right now, are we? Isn't that what they're saying out of the White House?
Well, clearly we're trying not to get involved in it, because we drew a line in the sand and said if chemical weapons were used, we were going to get involved. So now a UN report via the French comes and says chemical weapons were used. And we're saying, well, we're not sure they were used.
So much fun in Washington. Ellen Ratner, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, moving along and advancing some of what we just talked about there politically, mentioning a couple of things, including the fact that the military chiefs opposing removing commanders from the sexual assault probes, which is just a glaring headline. This is tough for so many that respect the uniform, respect the offices, and all of that. But the Senate Armed Service Committee Chair, Carl Levin, says there's public confusion about the reporting process. So he's talking about what the media is saying, the reports about there's only one way to report sexual assault. So he's asking that all of the military heads at the table, so to speak, come up with, if there's multiple options, to notify a unit commander, said, is there ways to do that? And, of course, everybody says, yes, yes, there's absolutely there's ways to do it. And they even gave examples of commanders ignoring their judge advocate general's advice in these assault cases. They say they are extremely rare, though, very, very rare. And, you know, one of the senators questioning the assault in the military said, you know, this is an enemy, obviously, to morale and to readiness. So we have to tread pretty carefully when we're tackling this issue, which is exactly what I would say. My concern would be is there are, you certainly won't want to blanket who are some really good people in the military and make them feel as though there's just a shroud of negativity and a dark cloud hovering above. But there is. So you got to figure out a way to dissipate this as quickly as you can. The General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and several of the other generals say that, you know, in watching this and looking at acknowledging that sexual assault is a serious problem, but it's one that the commanders are equipped to handle. So they're saying you got to trust in us that, you know, this looks bad and it is bad. But you have to be able to, as much as this is cuts the fabric to the core and this destroys morale and the units and everything else, you have to trust that we can pull this all back together. And as Ellen mentioned there, Gillibrand was just undaunted. She emphasized that commanders should be removed from the process only for the, for the most serious crimes like rape and murder. So she did agree that with the chiefs that the chain of command is essential for ultimately for setting the climate, but that there is a difference between setting a tone and dealing with a serious crime, especially one of the compounding factors in reporting assault, you know, that it's not a lack of trust. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is this. Lumping all sexual assault and sexual harassment problems and cases under the same category rather than breaking out the more severe crimes, I think is wrong. That has to happen. It has to happen because of this whole reporting thing and the fear of retaliation. So that's what they got to figure out. Here's the chain of command. Here's what happens. Go and report it. You know, whatever. Go and do it, because this is how we're laying this out. No matter what uniform you're in, this is what we want to see. This is the accountability here. I mean, it's disappointing it happened in the first place, but moving forward, they got to have their houses in order, whichever branch of the military that we're talking about. And, you know, at this point now, it was so disappointing. I remember the president during his commencement exercises at the Naval Academy. It's so disappointing to see what's going on with sexual assault that this is called a re-rack. Get it right, boys. Get it right, and let's move on from there. Coming up next, we're talking movies with Stephen Shohet. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Brad Pitt and the new movie he has coming out, World War Z. It's about zombies. I read all about it in this month's Vanity Fair because of how much it costs to make and all that other stuff. So I can't wait to talk to Steven, but we're going to do that in our next segment about how big this movie is and can they reap the money back if it cost them $400 million to make it. I mean, they're going to need like $400 million to even break even on this one, and I think is what I read. But we'll talk to Steven in a couple here. In the meantime, Chris Christie in the news again. It's not for lap band. It's not for are you running for president. It's not for how popular he is and what's going on with his approval ratings. This time, he made a decision with implications possibly for his own reelection this fall. And what we're talking about is he called for a special election to come up this year to choose who's going to replace the late Democratic Senator Frank Lautenberg. He had a press conference and said that he was against appointing a successor to Lautenberg's seat to serve until the 2014 election and instead scheduled a general election on October 16th. So that means the primary's held in August. Think about it. It's June. He said he would appoint an interim senator to serve between now and November. And he explained he hadn't decided on the temporary appointee at this point. So what is Christie doing? A lot of people are not happy about this. They say he's potentially helping create the conditions for a huge win in his reelection against the Democrat, Barbara Buono, this November. You say, Barbara who? How many people know who that is, even in New Jersey? So without a contested Senate campaign happening at the same time as his own reelection, the turnout among Democrats probably, and this is why they're saying it's going to be a lot lower, they're not going to have that interest that allows Christie to run up maybe the margin of victory. But he's already a big favorite to win, so I think that's just a bunch of nonsense. to throw out there and have political debates over, but I don't think so. Or maybe if I'm the campaign manager for Barbara Who, Bueno, then maybe I'm throwing it out there to chum the waters up, but I don't think so. The governor's too popular. He's going to get reelected. I mean, that's it. He's a shoe-in on this. So since he decides that he's going to have this primary on the 13th, then that takes away some of the choice from the people who run the parties, actually, I think. And let the voters decide. Why not? Why not just cut right to the chase? Go for the primaries and then move on from there. I think it's the right thing to do. I think that's what you do. So Democrats who are accusing Christie of inviting an extra cost, by the way, to New Jersey taxpayers because they're avoiding a special Senate, you know, Senate election on the same day that voters decide on his own reelection, I say fooey to that. I think it actually gives them a much better choice. You know, Republicans haven't won a Senate race in New Jersey, and check this out, 40 years. Their only shot was an appointee who had a year and a half to establish themselves before an election in 2014. So I would say almost the opposite. I don't think Christie's really playing politics with that. It probably helps the Democrats. 40 years, that's a long time. Think about that. And that's what's interesting about Chris Christie. In a state that is heavily Democratic, heavily, somehow he manages to emerge pretty popular even among Democrats. That's why the looks toward 2016 have become much more serious, even if he poo-poos it. I heard he really, really wants to run for president. I mean, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out. Deny, deny, deny. It means you want, want, want. So he goes through this whole election and then on from there. However, in New Jersey, the two elections, just to look at the bottom line because I was curious as to what it would be, it would cost $24 million. That's probably what it'll be for the two elections, you know, give or take anyway. For the primary and the general, it's about $11.9 million each, because then it wouldn't be concurrent. So, and his, you know, look, his opponent, she hasn't been able to raise money. She hasn't been able to mount any kind of a serious challenge to him. So Democrats turning out and voting against Christie, I would say, if I were the campaign manager, as I already mentioned, that I would probably leak that out there, or just to flat out discuss it and go after Christie. But other than that, I think she has no chance. It's the opposite when you talk about these Senate seats, because that's where they're going to focus on there most likely. So, you know, whatever. New Jersey, the Garden State. Yeah, the Garden State. All right, a couple of other things to throw out, I think, that are interesting, much more interesting than what's going on in New Jersey with this special election and primary and all that kind of stuff, is Kathleen Sebelius, who has been at the heart of a couple of different controversies, is now right in the eye of a storm over a kid's lung transplant. Don't know if you heard the story or not out there in the hinterlands, but there's a 10-year-old girl who needs a lung transplant, and this cause has been taken up by some people on the Hill because it's really shining a light on what some people would say is a questionable way or policy that puts kids further down the waiting list. The girl's name is Sarah Murningham, and she's from Pennsylvania, and she's cute as a button and sadly in desperate need of a lung. So what's happened is, and they are begging Sebelius to intervene and save her life. And we're talking both Pennsylvania senators, a Democrat and a Republican. They've written, they've called, they've done everything they can. They're saying she doesn't, you know, she has 3 weeks to live and time is running out. She's got cystic fibrosis, and they're talking about the rules, and it's the transplant rules that we're talking about. So Sebelius says the situation is agonizing, and she's talked to the girl's mother. She's ordering a review of the policy, and that because so many people are talking about it, she's acknowledging it would take too long to have any impact on this situation, but said it wasn't her place to pick and choose transplant recipients. She said, you know, I can't imagine anything worse than one person getting to pick who lives and who dies. And this is what it is. Sebelius says putting Sarah next in line would be a disadvantage to other young people who have been waiting for transplants, including three in the same area. So helping one kid could possibly hurt another. And that's what it's about. It's the waiting list, being on, where are you on the waiting list? So there is a lung allocation policy that has been in place for a long time, just like kidney and liver transplants. And, you know, trying to figure out what the policy is and how to rework it. The transplant policy in our country is made and administered by the Organ Procurement and Transportation Network. They work with the United Network for Organ Sharing, and that's under contract with Human Health Services. This is why everybody's gone to Sebelius. And right now, it's complex because there aren't enough organs for everybody who needs them, and people are dying while they are waiting. That's the bottom line. Is there a way to intervene and help this kid out? Younger kids have been given a greater priority for kidney and liver transplants, so that's in keeping with desires, but it's not the same for lungs. It depends, because the adult lungs into children, the science isn't exact, and so it's different with that organ than the other two organs, and this is what they're talking about. Can't she intervene and try to, you know, they talk about the same number of life years, so can't she intervene and have her be the next person in line? And because that's not how it's done, she's not. She's in a line, a long line of kids waiting, because it depends on the donor's age. So it's different than, as I said, the other organs. So Sebelius doesn't seem as though she's going to move somebody up the list. Ooh, that is a tricky thing, isn't it? That's why that whole organ donation thing is so big. And you hardly hear about it anymore, but it's the amount of people whose lives are saved by organ donation. We're going to do some stuff on the show about that. I've actually flown with them and watched a transplant, watched a liver transplant, and it was an amazing, amazing thing. So sad that this young girl has just a couple of weeks, and it doesn't look as though somebody's going to be able to help her out and move her up the list. Unfortunately, she's at least three down on the list, so unless something happens to change that situation, crazy. It's about the age limit, and she's a little girl, so she doesn't cut it when it comes to lungs. An adult would get it over her. Stephen Shohet next.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Secretary. Your secretary here says you were his best investigator when you were at the UN. We'll send you in with the team. Help Dr. Fosbach find whatever it is he needs.
Well, I want this for the circumstances to speak for themselves.
Can't help you. Can't leave my family. Take a look around here, Mr. Lane. Each and every one of these people are here because they serve a purpose. There's no room here for non-essential personnel. You want to help your family? Let's figure out how we stop this. It's your choice, Mr. Lane.
It has been anticipated, and it's almost here. World War Z. That's a little clip from that movie. The zombie thriller that's coming your way soon. Will it be a big bad hit or will it be a flop? They say it's going to take maybe $400 million plus at the worldwide box office to even break even on this movie. I, for one, can't wait to see it. The star is Brad Pitt, and he's had a lot to say about how this movie was made. Somebody who always knows the inside scoop, our man in Hollywood, Stephen Shohet, the author of Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, joins us now. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Hey, great, Kate. How are you?
So this World War Z, which is interesting, is a book by Max Brooks. That's Mel Brooks' son, right?
Right, right. And, you know, they've had it, the Plan B Productions. They outbid Leonardo DiCaprio's company, Plan B, Brad Pitt's company, and they've had it in production since 2007. So it's taken quite a while, and it's gone through some script changes. It was originally a script that was released on Ain't It Cool News, and it got tremendous reviews, but apparently it was too political, didn't have the action that they wanted, because Brad Pitt is kind of looking for a franchise. He's got some bills. He's got a like $6 million a year child care bill, and he's already said publicly that being a producer doesn't pay anything, and he's done a lot of lower budget projects. Now, I don't think he's hurting for money, but this is probably the biggest endeavor he's ever been involved with. So, I think rather than do what the book did, which was interview survivors of a zombie attack, and sort of make a mockumentary style, like maybe the TV show The Office, which is what some of the fans wanted, I think they're going for a traditional action tentpole type of movie.
Yeah, I said the amount that they estimated that they'd have to make to break even. Is that because the filming was so expensive and the props and everything they needed, and then by the time they actually made it and changed a few things, it just was in overruns?
Yeah, because if you have a movie that's estimated at $190 million, then you also have the cost of advertising it. The prints and advertising is the additional cost. And what I find interesting, too, is Brad Pitt's really going out and publicizing this movie, and he hasn't always done that. Back when he was making Troy, some of the questions got personal about his marriage, and he didn't want to do publicity after that. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, he was reluctant doing publicity for that film. So he's been back and forth with publicity, but this one, I think he's got so much on the line that he's really getting out there, and not only talking about the film, but talking about things with Angelina and the tough times that she's gone through in their relationship, putting it out there. So playing the publicity game in a bigger way than he ever has before. And I think that's an indicator of how much is at stake. But the most important thing is, so far the reviews are good. I mean, medium to good anyway. So that's a positive sign there are movies that have had tremendous script problems while they were making them, or tremendous production problems that came out great at the end. I mean, Casablanca is one. Jaws is one. So it could turn out to be a very, very positive thing if the word of mouth is good. The one thing you have now that you didn't have years ago is the Internet, because you have this situation. This is a really popular book, World War Z. I checked it tonight. It's like 35 on Amazon. Mm. And people know about this book, and therefore the expectations of making the movie there's so much scrutiny and there's no way of stopping it. But whereas, like years ago, just for example, Gone with the Wind, David O. Selznick waited 4 years, 1939, before the movie was produced. The book was written in 1935. He wanted people to forget about the book and not have that comparison made. So you don't have the opportunity to do that if something is really popular, because the fan interest is so great.
Yeah, it's interesting too. We talked about Max Brooks. This is his book, but the film director Mark Forster. What do you know about him? What's his background? Because I know there was something about who was going to direct it and how are we going to do it, and that was a part of the tug of war over this.
Yeah, he did. Monsters Ball, and he did. I think it was Finding Forrester with Sean Connery. Mm-hmm. He's not known to be an action director traditionally. That's not generally his forte. And I think he did one action movie that didn't please the fans. It's slipping my mind right now. But I think Brad Pitt also, despite the fact that he understands that you want this to be, again, the tentpole movie, meaning the type of movie that makes it possible, because it does such great business, to hold up the whole tent for the studio. At the same time, he wanted to say something serious about sacrificing your family. There might be a bigger cause than that, or sacrificing your relationship with your family. And so he wanted a more serious director, I think, in this project. So now, you know, hopefully it'll work out. You know, a bad movie is not good for anybody. You know, the audience, the producers, all the workers. I mean, you know, none of us need a bad movie. So, you know, I mean, hopefully it'll be really good.
There you go. The other thing is that, you know, the script was rewritten by Matt Carnahan, and I think that's, there was some confidence that Brad Pitt, I suppose, ultimately had in him. And Carnahan, he has an interesting background himself. And, you know, you and I have never talked about this. Well, I shouldn't say we have talked about this in the past. But there's also a thing that goes on in Hollywood where sometimes the person who writes the book gets to write the screenplay. But a lot of times that doesn't happen. There's great screenwriters who are more adept at writing that way. And Carnahan is supposedly one of those guys.
Right. And they brought in more than that. You know, J. Michael Stravinsky and Damon, if I'm pronouncing his name wrong, I'm sorry, Lidorf, who wrote the Star Trek script. So they brought in different people at different stages of production. And you know, you look at Max Brooks' book again, and it's done in a totally different way. There is no hero like the Brad Pitt character is obviously probably going to be in this movie. In fact, it's sort of making a satirical statement in a way about how we're not prepared for a zombie attack, and government couldn't function if there was a zombie attack, and you know, society would fall apart. And it's told in a documentary style through the eyes of survivors. Now, in the last couple of years, there's been an interest in sort of movies that are told in a documentary type way. The movie End of Watch, for example, with Jake Gyllenhaal and Mark Dania about the two policemen. The movie Chronicle. The movie District 9, which is probably what a lot of the fans were hoping for, that they would make a movie like that. That don't, you know, the screenplay schools, they used to teach that there are three parts to a screenplay. First, you put your hero in a tree for the first 10 minutes. Then the next 100 minutes, you throw rocks at the tree. And then the last 10 minutes, you get them down from the tree. And so obviously audiences, especially fans of certain books, I think, have come to accept or want different narrative styles, different ways of storytelling. But I think, you know, when this much money is on the line, the Hollywood people needing a big hit might go to the tried and true method of a hero's journey.
Yeah, absolutely. We have like 1 minute left, but Jean Stapleton dies. Edith Bunker, how sad. She was such a great Broadway actress.
Yeah, in fact, it was Damn Yankees, the movie that Norman Lear saw her in, and he auditioned a lot of actresses for the role of Edith Bunker, but that gave her the lead. And the thing about her, she was from New York, and she decided in the pilot that with Edith living in New York, she would always be in a hurry. And that was one of the key characteristics of Edith, always running to get Archie's beer, always running to get dinner on the table. And it helped make your character really unique. And I think even Darryl O'Connor said that he felt that she was the key to the show, that her reactions to Archie Bunker were priceless and kept it all grounded and everything like that. And obviously she wasn't like that in person at all. I mean, Darryl O'Connor would introduce himself to people as Archie Bunker. But Edith, I mean, Jean Stapleton, out in public, she'd say, "My name's not Edith, it's Jean."
Which was smart. All right, Stephen Showhead, can't wait for that movie to come out June 21st. We'll talk to you again next week. Check them out, HollywoodStories.com. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up on the flip side here in America tonight, they're calling it the culture of crazy. Find out what that means next. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand, child. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song.
Thanks for hanging with us and climbing over the wall for this final segment this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you about the chaos and the culture of crazy in a second, but before I do that, this is crazy to me. You know how I'm freaked out about the whole alligator thing? And maybe it's because I've been in cars three times when they've run over alligators. Seriously, not joking. And I've also been on a golf course twice where an alligator was eerily close to a ball that I hit. Now, you could think I'm just a hacker and I hit a crazy shot, or you could think the alligator was aggressive and came out onto the fairway. But I do have a thing about the alligator. So a 7-foot alligator had to be taken out of an Ohio basement. So you say to yourself, well, were these people keeping it as a pet? What is the deal there? The Humane Society of Greater Dayton removed the reptile from a basement after getting a tip about mistreatment. Yep, animal cruelty charges. You can't beat on a gator, apparently, when it's a domestic gator. Because he owned this creature, and he was doing torturous things to him. He was not kept in proper conditions, not on a proper diet. the growth of the alligator was stunted for its age, and it was showing signs of deteriorating health. So the gator is being moved to a refuge in Florida. I ask you, gator abuse, is this something that we know anything about in this country? I mean, what's the deal? Apparently, this guy was shown videos of taunting the gator all over Facebook. When are people going to realize Facebook is just an open invitation to show you are crazy to the world? And once you let your freak flag fly, somebody can flag you and report you, you big dummy. So the gator now gets to move on to Florida, where it'll be a lot happier than in an Ohio dungeon, it seems. Boy, oh boy. Can you imagine that, the judge hearing that one? Gator abuse. And here's the evidence. We have it. All right, so the culture of crazy is what's going on with this whole IRS thing. And why it's crazy is because of the reports that we talked about in the beginning, the amount of money being spent on conferences. So now more of those details are starting to pour out, including the whole thing about the speakers, which is so shocking to me as somebody who goes out and speaks. How do you work for the IRS and you're someone in charge and you got to put an event together? How do you justify paying somebody $17,000 to paint Michael Jordan at one of your events? That's what happened. They hired a speaker who painted pictures of Michael Jordan and Bono to motivate employees. They thought that would motivate the employees by having this artist do that, calling it the art of vision. Now, I'm sure Eric Wall, who did the artwork, is probably a fine artist, and it's probably super qualified and probably has rocked the room on so many occasions. But a government entity taking your money and my money to pay for that, I mean, come on. You could have brought somebody in for $100 to make balloon animals to show how balloons signify letting your fears fly into the air. I mean, we could write this. We could come up with our own speeches about motivation for the IRS. What kind of motivating do they need, by the way? So this is just more ammunition for Daryl Issa or anyone on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee to go for the jugular, and they should. Because you want to talk about breaking the boundaries. This is way over the line, and they had to have known that. They had to have known this was just stupid. I mean, of course they don't hire outside speakers anymore. I'm sure they don't do that. But this was just a handful of years ago, a couple years ago. The inspector general says they paid about $34,000 to house local employees at hotels during the conference, because they had a conference in Austin, Texas, and they decided that, well, if you live in Austin, you got to be close, so we're going to just keep you in the hotel. Then they had those presidential suites, and the exact bottom line for them were $3,500 a night. $3,500 a night. That is craziness. I mean, I get it if it leads to something, but this did not lead to anything. And probably the worst in the culture of crazy was this. The General Service Administration and the Department of Veteran Affairs had audits last year of employee conferences. Remember, we talked about it, where they had crazy amounts of money that was spent in Las Vegas for a clown and a mind reader, and they had a bicycle building exercise that was like $75,000. And then what happened was the GSA administrator, a woman named Martha Johnson, ended up having to resign because there's no way to defend that. And then with the Department of Veteran Affairs, the people got gifts like massages, and then they had other things that they did as well. Same thing where they were going to conferences and they were spending money on lavish dinners. And how infuriating is that? Because you think of veterans and all of the lack of attention they get and that they desperately need, And so money was just flying out the window on crazy stuff that wasn't, that had nothing to do with organization or better treatment or streamlining things or anything like that. So it has become, when it comes to figuring out ways to motivate employees, when it comes to we need to take a vacation, really the system is so broken it's not even funny. And the only way we ever uncover this is when somebody does something completely idiotic and they move the needle in a direction where you can't pull it back. So this is what we're seeing. We need more watchdog groups. We need more people to be on high alert for this kind of nonsense. And it also gives you pause and makes you think, you know, getting rid of the IRS might not be such a bad thing. How about that flat tax? How about that? How about coming up with a fair tax? Do we really need the IRS? Tell you what, we need more watchdogs, that's for sure. We know that to be certain. Here's another thing when it comes to our culture of crazy. The Federal Housing Administration, they're talking about, apparently, they concealed $115 billion. That's what the emails are showing, that the FHA covered up some serious cash, right? So what were they specifically covering up? Well, this happened, they reported in October that they had losses on defaulted loans and that they could lead up to or rely on as much as $16.3 billion in taxpayer money. So the White House budget writers reduced the estimate to $943 million in the budget plan that they released, if you remember, back in April, because the housing market was improving. So the October report initially omitted a project by the FHA's independent actuary showing that the cost would be as high as $115 billion in a catastrophic scenario. So what does that mean? Luckily, we got the emails. It shows that the fund's liability is that high under certain circumstances, which how do you justify that? It's possible that when you do those tables and it's released, that's money that is ultimately going to be spent. So you could face that in a shortfall. The government mortgage insurer could face $115 billion. Make sure that's clear. $1 billion shortfall. Oh, that's why you have actuaries. That's why you pull these tables together. That's why you do that. And so who's going to pay for the FHA's shortfalls if it comes to that? You and me. That's who's going to pay for it. Again, we're going to pay for it. Ultimately, we're going to end up like France. What's our tax rate going to be? People say now, oh, why do we complain? 30%, 35%. By the time they're done with us, it's going to be 75%.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.